الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من قال لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين ترشي قلت Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home. Last week, an account of that historical journey, the hijrat, the migration of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Makkatul Mukarrama to Madinatul Munawwara was explained to the brothers, and also the striking events that took place, especially in the mountain of Thawr, Wadi Thawr, between Siddiqui Akbar and Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that jinn who was the disciple of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, and who had taken the form, the image of a snake, and ever since he was secluded, made atikaf in that Wadi Thawr for approximately 650 years plus. Alhamdulillah, everything was explained to you in great depth, and also some of the reasons why the jinns prefer the body of a snake. Several reasons. One main reason is that snakes have this natural inclination to fire, and jinns are also made out of fire. They feel at home, they feel ease when they see fire. This is their natural inclination. They love fire. And secondly, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed jinns with a very, very long age. And similarly, same goes for the snakes also. Snakes generally, they age to a very, very long period. Some of the ulama have written that their umar, the age, goes as far as 1,000 years. Subhanallah al-Azim. That is why they feel much comfortable to resist in the body of a snake. And one disadvantage, perhaps, some of the ulama have written, is that if a jinn occupies the body of a snake for a very, very long period, then it becomes hard for him to eject out from that body, until that image of his becomes a permanent identity and he abodes in that body permanently. If he occupies the body of a snake for a long, long period, like what we saw in Ghar-e Thawr, the jinn was there in the body of a snake making atikaf in the ghar, secluded himself in the ghar for more than perhaps even 650 years, because there is a gap between Hazrat Isa alayhi salam and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, approximately 650 years. But when did he meet Isa alayhi salatu wa salam? There is another possibility, we could add another few 30-40 years. That is why when some of the companions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made intention for Hajj, and when they left Medina Munawwara for Hajj, as they were passing by, one of the companions noticed a very, very large snake. And this snake was not of ordinary nature. The snake was coiled up, and the companions came close to that snake. And subhanAllah, the color of that snake was pure white. Normally you don't find a snake that is white in color. But this snake was not an ordinary one, white, pure white, like milk. And beautiful fragrance was coming out from the body of this snake, emitting out from this snake. The companions knew something, that there is a certain element of noor in this snake. So what they did is that they gave the snake this respectable burial. After burying it from nowhere in the density of the jungle, four women come out. In no man's land, four women come out, and they say to the companions that man dafana Amr, who buried Amr? Now the companions didn't know who was Amr. So first of all, they were shocked to see women there in jungle. And he said, man Amr, who is Amr? We don't know what, who you're talking about. Again, the women said, man dafana al-hayya, who buried the snake? And one of the companions said that I buried the snake. And the women started to cry. And they said that he was not a snake, he was a jinn. He was sawwamul qawwam, he was the most muttaqi jinn. A very, very pious jinn. And the women said that he is of that jinn who heard the sifat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam up in the heavens before the birth of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 400 years before. Before the birth of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, jinns had the power to go up. And they would even meet some angels and they could communicate. And he heard the awsaf, the sifat, the attribution, the description of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 400 years before his birth. He is that jinn who embraced Islam on the hands of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here we have to remember that the four women were not human beings. They were not human beings. They were jinni, female jinns, most probably related to Hazrat Amr radiallahu ta'ala. And what we have to even understand from this incident is that the pure Arabic that the women spoke, man dafana Amr. Now a lot of people do ask that, what is the mother tongue of a jinn? What is the mother tongue of a jinn? English, we may say English. They speak fluent English, have an accent. No, what is the mother tongue of a jinn? It's a good question. Here we see that the four women were speaking in classical Arabic. Man dafana Amr. And again, man dafana al-hayya. And again, when we read the verses of the Quran, the conversation between the Iblis and Adam alayhi salatu wa salam was in Arabic also. Ulama has said that one quality again which the jinns have is that they are not multilingual, they are omnilingual. They can speak in all languages, every language. So for an example, for the Muslims in China, the jinn that would try to deceive the Chinese Muslim would be not a Chinese jinn, but a jinn that was well versed in Chinese language. And for the 17, 18 billion Muslims that are in Russia, we'll have a jinn who would speak fluent Russian. They have that ability to speak in any language, any language. So some of the scholars say that they prefer the language of Arabic. They prefer the language of an Arabic. And even for those people who don't know Arabic, alhamdulillah, when we enter Jannat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make that language ilham into us. It will inspire into us and we will speak fluent Arabic, not just kaifa halak, kaifa anta, kaifa halak. We get so many people, especially some of the youth, and they try to impress you. And they don't know anything about the Quran or Hadith, but they just want to impress you. كيف حالك؟ كيف أنت؟ يا أخي. SubhanAllah. Especially in university. يا أخي is a favorite word. We have to do that, we have to do that, we have to do that. Quran is not like that. We have to understand the Quran, the usul of the Quran. So much knowledge is there attached in understanding the Quran. It's fine to learn واحد اثنين ثلاثة أربعة خمسة يوم الاثنين يوم الأحد يوم السبت. These are subhanallah terms, that is okay, but to understand Arabic, that is the main thing. And this power of languages was also given to Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. One of the miracles, mu'jiza, the very first mu'jiza that was given to Adam alayhi salam also was that he could speak in all languages. All languages. That is why for the mothers and sisters even listening at home, it is very, very important. Please, at home, speak in your mother tongue. Speak in your mother tongue. The children will automatically speak English in this country. From 8 o'clock to 4 o'clock, they are in school. 8 o'clock to 4 o'clock. They will naturally speak English with a better accent because they are born in this country. But don't deprive them from their mother tongue. Don't deprive them from that mother tongue. We have fathers and mothers, oh come here my darling, my son, have you done your homework? My son, have you done that? No, speak to them in your mother tongue. Homework are you? Are you? So important. Otherwise you will lose one great ni'mah. The first mu'jiza given to Adam alayhi salam was وَعَلَّمْ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءِ in all the languages. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam in the Quran says عَلِّمْنَا مَنْتِقَ الطَّيْرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the power to communicate with the birds, the language of the birds. That is why Hudhud, the hoopoe bird, was there giving information to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam where Iblis was, Bilqis was, and Qaum al-Sabah. And later on Bilqis married Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam. Not only Hudhud, the birds, but even little creations like ants. We have a chapter in the Quran known as Suratul Naml. Suratul Naml. What is Naml? Ants. And even scientists today, through their own research, they say that ants have three mother tongues. How many languages do they speak in? Three. They speak in three languages. They have three mother tongues. They are so advanced. All of us, we speak in one language, that is our mother tongue. But the mother tongue of an ant is three languages. And in the Quran, evidence is given to us. When Sulaiman alayhi salam came with his army, when he was crossing the valley of the ants, حَتَّى إِذَا أَتَوْا عَلَى وَادِ النَّمْلِ قَالَتْ نَمْلَةٌ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّمْلُ ادْخُلُوا مَسَاكِنَكُمْ لَا يَحْطِمَنَّكُمْ سُلَيْمَانُ. When one ant said to all of them that make sure you take your defense before Sulaiman alayhi salam's army crushes you. And Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam could hear that. فَتَبَسَّمَ ضَاحِكَ. And Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam started to smile. Dahika means to smile. He could understand the language of the ant. That is the mu'jiza given to Adam alayhi salam, Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, even the jinns. And subhanallah, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In the Seerah Kitab, it is said that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was with his companions, and a Dihati came, a Bedouin, a Dihati, Arabs who live in the desert. A Bedouin came who was a mushrik at that time. When he came, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there and the companions were all there. And he saw Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the first time. When I said, when I mentioned Rasulullah's name, please say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He saw Huzur alayhi salam and he said, Man hala, to the companions, who is he? They were very abrupt. And the companion said that, Hala Rasulullah, Khatamun Nabiyeen, Muhammad Rasulullah, Muhammad al-Mustafa. He is Khatamun Nabiyeen, he is Rasulullah. He is the prophet after Musa, he is the prophet after Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. He was a mushrik. When he heard that, he got very, very angry. He just came back from the desert with a lizard. With a lizard. He caught a lizard. The lizard was in his hand. And he got angry. And he looked at Muhammad alayhi salam and he said, by Lat or Uzza. By Lat or Uzza. What is Lat or Uzza? Lat or Uzza were two idols that the mushrikeen worshipped. Two idols that the mushrikeen of Saudi Arabia would worship before the advent of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said in front of Rasulullah, by Lat or Uzza, I will never believe what is revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, I won't even believe and my lizard won't even believe me. This is how it is. Well, Bedouin, I won't even believe and my lizard even won't believe in what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has to say. We won't believe a word. He got angry and he threw the lizard on the floor. The lizard on the floor, the lizard was there. Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam is looking at the lizard. And after sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pointing at the lizard said, oh lizard, all of a sudden the lizard stopped. And the words in Arabic are, labbay wa sa'daik, at your service. What did the lizard say? Labbayk wa sa'daik. Like when the hajjis go for hajj, what do they say? Labbayk, Allahumma labbayk, labbayk, la sharika laka labbayk, inna alhamda, wa ni'mata laka wa almulka la sharika laka. Allahumma alham tamam ko hajj ki ujiliz. And the lizard said, labbayk wa sa'daik. And there the Bedouin was there, the companions for the first time are witnessing this event. Lizard speaking out again in the words of Labbayk wa Sa'daik, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam points out to the lizard and says that, who do you worship? Who is your Rabb? And the lizard looks at the Bedouin and says, my Rabb is Rabbul Alameen. My Rabb is Rabbul Alameen, whose throne is in the heavens. Whose throne is in the heavens. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the lizard, now look at me. Man ana? Who am I? Who am I? Look at the lofty status. Look at the martaba which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. And today our youngsters take pride in wearing Calvin Klein. Klein, or what do I mean? Can you help me with the word here? Calvin Klein. Calvin Klein. Okay, fine. And Versace, and they take great pride on that. Great pride. SubhanAllah. They don't want to have miswak or even put zaytun tail. Miss out on the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is dunya. This is how the dunya enters the heart. All from the shaitan. Hubbud dunya, the love of dunya comes. We miss out on the sunnah. Sometimes we can understand the youngsters, they are immature. But again, that's where parents come in. We have to nurture the children in the right way, give them the right Islamic environment. Make sure, monitor them all the time, 24 hours. Wherever they go, their friends, that is important. Important. Mothers should make sure that their fathers know everything. There's one bad habit which mothers have is sometimes if the son has done something wrong, the mother won't say it to the father. And she'll just keep it to herself. That is wrong. The father must know everything. That is the best wife. This is the adab, muhashara. And the lizard said to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Anta Rasulullah, Anta Khatamun Nabiyeen. You are the prophet of Allah. You are the seal of all the prophets. And furthermore, the lizard says that whoever conforms to you is successful and whoever denies to you is lost. But Aslama, the Bedouin, the Dihati, became a Muslim straight away. Hazrat Ihban bin Aus radiallahu ta'ala before, he embraced Islam, he was a shepherd, he had a lot of animals. Whilst herding the animals, the sheep, what he saw that a wolf was prowling close by, waiting. waiting for the right moment to grip one of the animals, Hazrat Ihbas bin Aus radiallahu ta'ala came quickly and chased away that wolf. That wolf was hungry. Straight away, the wolf came back to Hazrat Ihbas bin Aus. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you hidayah, my brothers, nobody can take it away from you. And if Allah wants to take hidayah away from you, you become Salman Rushdie. You become, subhanallah, Harun. Your aqidah is totally, that contradicts the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are pushed away from the masjid. You are pushed away from Masjid al-Nabawi. You are pushed away from Khane Kaaba. Subhanallah. That is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes away from you. But when Allah gives you hidayah, the wolf comes back and he looks at Ihbas bin Aus at that time and he says that, don't you fear Allah? Don't you fear Allah? Coming in between me and the provisions that Allah has made for me. Hazrat Ihbas bin Aus radiallahu ta'ala was stunned, shocked. And he said that, what a marvel, subhanallah. Wolf talking to me like a human being. Wolf talking to me like a human being. What do we know today? What do they teach us in school? Little Red Riding Hood and the wolf, isn't it? Little Red Riding Hood and the wolf. But look at the story of the wolf here. Ihbas bin Aus radiallahu ta'ala anh is shocked. And he's saying that you are a wolf and you are talking to me like a human being. And he said, the wolf said to Ihbas bin Aus that you find this shocking. I am shocked at you. I am shocked at you that in the midst of you is Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The most valued prophet is there, but you have no time to go and visit him. You are still a mushrik. That is what shocks me. This is what a wolf is saying to Ihbas bin Aus radiallahu ta'ala. Ihbas bin Aus radiallahu ta'ala and says that I had heard of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the trouble he went through with his community, with the Arab tribe. He said, but when the wolf told me, when the wolf gave me da'wah, it touched my heart. He says that I wanted to go and meet Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam straight away. But the fear was in my heart that who will look after the animals here? The wolf, in another tradition, in another riwayah, the wolf said to Hazrat Ihbas bin Aus, that go, don't waste even a minute. Go and visit Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I promise you, I will look after your animals. Khansar, dekhe, I will look after your animals. That wolf which came for Rosie to hunt down, looking for Rosie, is saying that go, if you have to accept Iman, go, do it this time. I promise you, I will look after your animals. Ihbas bin Aus radiallahu ta'ala ran quickly. He met Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he took shahada, became a Muslim, became a companion, became a sahabi, and he related the entire story to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, yes, that wolf is not an ordinary wolf. He testifies to my risalat. He testifies to my risalat. He knows who Muhammad is sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the promise he has given you, he will not break it. Go, all your animals are intact. Hazrat Ihbas bin Aus, when he went back, he saw the wolf was there, looking after all the animals. And subhanallah, what did Hazrat Ihbas do? He made zabah of one sheep and gave it to the wolf. The hadith, the kitab, the seerah, kutub are full, replete. So many animals came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Birds, camels, everyone, anybody who had a complaint to make, they would come, official complaint to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He could speak in every language. Sulaiman alayhi salam could speak in every language. Adam alayhi salam could speak in every language. But the Muslims of Leicester, they can only speak in English. They can only speak in English. The Prophet spoke in many languages. But the young ones today, they only want to speak English. Deprived from their own mother tongue, Allah give us hidayat. Allah give us hidayat. Subhanallah al-Azim. We still have time. And going back to the jinns again, the ulama have written that they speak in all languages. That is why when they heard the Quran from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they went back to their community, the da'wah they gave was that the revelation after Tawrat is the Quran. Ulama, muhaddithin and mufassirin say that Musa alayhi salam's language was not Arabic. Was not Arabic. But the jinns could understand the Quran. And when they met Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they understood the Torah, they understood the Injil, they understood the Zabur, and they even understood the Quran, the Arabic. Subhanallah al-Azim. Just to conclude again today's session with one more example that how hard it becomes for a jinn to actually eject out from the body of a snake. If he is to occupy the body of a snake for a very, very long period. Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu ta'ala from the descendants of Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala, it is said that he was known as Umar the Second. Umar the Second. And all the people who are titled with Umar, they are very, very powerful. What are they? Very, very powerful. A brother came to me today, mashallah. He doesn't live in England, he came to visit and he said to me, you have a beautiful mosque. He says, but even more beautiful than the mosque is the name. Even more beautiful than the mosque is the name. Subhanallah. It is named after Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala. Very powerful name. Umar bin Abdul Aziz was known as Umar the Second, Umar Thani. And he was famously known for his justice and piety. He was on a journey, and again, something very similar happened to him, like what has happened to the companions. He saw a snake, a dead snake. He had a shawl like this shawl here. He saw that, he could see the snake, that the snake passed away just very recently because the snake was hot, and beautiful fragrance was coming out from that snake. Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu ta'ala wrapped the snake up in a shawl and buried it. After burying it, Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz was there. He heard a voice saying, Ya Sarak, O Sarak, did I not tell you that I heard a hadith from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Brother, you have to listen to me. Alhamdulillah, from 7, it's been about 6 to 7, 8 weeks. I've been trying to put in front of you all the stories, all the incidents that have taken place to show you that how powerful Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's risalat was. Not only ins, but even jinns, everyone had to surrender in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I've been trying to find every relevant story in every kitab and bringing it in front of you. Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz was there and he heard. He couldn't see anyone, but he heard. And someone was saying, Ya Sarak, O Sarak, I told you that you will die in the plains of dry desert and the most pious person of that time will come and bury you. Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz was looking around to see who is there. And he said that, Man anta yashamuk Allah? Who are you? May Allah have mercy on you. Who are you? Nasir. And he said that, oh, Amr bin Abdul Aziz, Sarak is not a snake, he is a jinn. And we were the only two jinns left that are mentioned in the Quran in Surah Jin. Everyone has passed away. Now I am the only one left, Sarak has passed away. He said that we were in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I heard Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling me that your partner, this jinn, will die in that area, and the most pious person will come and bury him. So when he died, that is why I am saying that Ya Sarak, the prophecy of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come true. Today no one else is here. The jinns that are mentioned in Surah Jin, قُلْ أُوْهِيَ إِلَيْهِ أَنَّ وَاسْتَمَعَ نَفَرٌ مِّنَ الْجِنِ. The first category of jinns, the first division of jinns, the first jama'at, when they heard Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's qira'at recitation, even before meeting Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they said that يَعْدِي إِلَى الرُّشْدِ فَعَامَ النَّبِي. We are becoming Muslims, we are Muslims today. He was from those jinns. And he said to Umar bin Abdul Aziz that today, not a single one is left except for me. And here again we can see that one jinn was in the form of a snake. And he died in that form. And the other one was just a natural jinn, which even Umar bin Abdul Aziz could not see. So this is the power that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. We learn from the hadith and also from the stories the ulama has given to us that if a snake occupies the body for a very, very long time, then that becomes its permanent identity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to make amal on what has been said. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Brother Farooq Saab just came to me before my dars, and he said to me that mashallah, one lady has donated for the earthquake incident, tragedy that has happened, £2,500 just from one Muslim lady. Allah Pak give her this khair. Mothers and sisters that are listening at home, mashallah, if they want to donate, they can send the money to Masjid Omar, and inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fully reward them. کوشش کی جائے میرے دوست اور بزرگوں, 1,000 pounds کوئی مشکل کام نہیں ہے. پیسے تو اللہ رب العالمین ویسے بھی دینے والے ہیں, اور دینے سے کوئی کم نہیں ہوتا. دینے سے ایک چیز یاد کر لے, if you give 100 pounds, Allah will give you 200 pounds. Allah will give it to you. وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. انشاءاللہ آپ کوشش کرتے رہیں. If 1,000 pounds is a very difficult figure to complete for some people, then mashallah they can join groups and join into 4 people sharing 250 pounds each and inshallah complete the figure. Jazakallah khair. Abhi bhi waqt hai, aap himmat kare inshallah, masurat ko bhi mauka de ke ye nek amal mein unka bhi hissa lag jaye. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم, يا الله ہمارے گناہ کو معاف فرما, يا الله ہمارے گناہ کو معاف فرما, يا الله ہمارے داشنے کو قبول فرما, يا الله ہمارے سننے کو قبول فرما. اس محفل میں, اس مجلس میں یا اللہ کوئی بیمار ہو, مسورات میں سے کوئی بیمار ہو, یا اللہ انہیں شفاء کاملہ عاجلہ نصیب فرما. یا اللہ جس کی جو پریشانی ہو ان کی پریشانیوں کو تو دور فرما, یا اللہ ان کی پریشانیوں کو تو دور فرما. یا اللہ یا رحمان یا رحیم, یا اللہ ہم گنہگار ہیں, یا اللہ بہت زیادہ ہم نے گناہ کیا ہے, یا اللہ پہاڑوں کی طرح ہمارے گناہ ہے, لیکن یا اللہ تو رحمان ہے رحیم ہے, یا اللہ تو رحمان ہے رحیم ہے, یا اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کے مقابلے میں تو رحیم ہے, رحم و کرم کا معاملہ فرما, رحم و کرم کا معاملہ فرما. مسئلات میں سے جن کی جو حالت ہو, جس کو جس کی جو پریشانی ہو, یا اللہ ان کی وہ پریشانی کو تو دور فرما. جن کی جو جائز تمنا ہو ان کی تمنا کو یا اللہ تو پوری فرما. جن لوگوں نے دعا کرنے کو کہا, یا اللہ ان کی دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. سبحان اللہ وبحمدہ سبحان اللہ العظیم, سبحان اللہ وبحمدہ سبحان اللہ العظیم, سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم، وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.